mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jack Blood here with you, along with me, the one and only Erskine, both of us on Genesis Communications Radio Network. So glad you could join us for the Alex Jones program today. Alex is on assignment, and we'll be back tomorrow. Great show lined up for you today, folks. Paul Joseph Watson here joining us in the second hour and for the remainder of the program. Of course, we're taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Anything that's on your mind today, news items or comments on our current conversation, 800-259-9231. Erskine is on every Saturday night, midnight Eastern Time on Genesis Communications Radio Network. I am on right after the Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. And just really proud to be on Genesis with a guy like Erskine. Erskine, it's a pleasure to be working with you, sir.
It's wonderful to be working with you, Jack. And I'm telling you, it's wonderful to be on Alex Jones' show. I always get so many letters when I'm on there. My website, by the way, is Erskine, E-R-S-K-I-N-E, on radio.com. Jack's is jackblood.com. And, of course, Alex, you want to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I understand there's a terrific report on the Minutemen up there.
That's right. They have some new information coming out on the Minutemen and how a pro-illegal organization is confronting the Minutemen out there. Now, I don't want to offend anyone that's pro-illegal immigration. God forbid we offend anybody with the truth, Erskine. That's something I think that we should be very careful of. You know, I have to remind you, it's Patriots Day today, and tomorrow is a really big day. Of course, it's the 10th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, the 12th anniversary of the Waco bombing, of course, anniversary of, speaking of the Nazis moving into Warsaw, Poland, and burning, literally burning the ghettos in Warsaw, Poland. I think a lot of correlations to Waco as the people of Poland were arming themselves against the Nazis. So we have a big day coming up tomorrow, and maybe sometime during the broadcast today we'll talk a little bit about Oklahoma City. I saw a fair and balanced report on Fox News last night about the unanswered questions of Oklahoma City. Of course, they didn't ask any of the unanswered questions, and I see something very dangerous happening, especially with Oklahoma City now, Erskine. I'd like to get your comment on that before we go back to calls, and that is particularly the John Doe number 2 theory. Now, they've written that off as being an innocent bystander, but I'm seeing more and more today that they're putting up links between the, quote, white supremacists or separatists here in the United States and Al-Qaeda and the Muslims. And they've reported on Fox News last night there was a direct connection with both Nichols and McVeigh and the guys that blew up the World Trade Center in 1993. I guess that would be the FBI, Erskine.
Well, I mean, I never saw anything so quick as the rush to execute Mr. McVeigh. But when you're looking at the situation, yeah, I think we've got Lee Harvey McVeigh. I think that's the best way to describe it. We've got people who saw them putting bombs into the building the day before. We've got Jenna, who's the reporter over there, who tells a really amazing story. You've also got the story of the IRS agents who just didn't show up that day, the federal employees who were late showing up or didn't show up. I mean, there are certain points where you can say, this is a coincidence, but if you connect all those dots, there certainly is a lot more to that story than we've heard.
Well, my point specifically, though, and there are a lot of questions, and I'm going to be getting into this thoroughly all week on our program here on Genesis, Deadline Live, again following Alex Jones. But the thing that I think is most alarming is that as they kind of brushed aside the Muslim presence during the Oklahoma City bombing, now they are all too willing to embrace it as we are on this global manhunt for Islamic terrorists. So this is all too convenient now, Erskine.
Have you had Charlie Key on? He is excellent on Oklahoma City. He wrote what's called the Final Report, which is a massive, massive document. Remember, 888-253-3139 to get your T-shirts, to get martial laws, rise of the police state. If you don't have the internet, give them a call at 888-253-3139 or go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Alex Jones. We're fighting the New World Order.
No, you're not. You're Jack Blood. You aren't Alex Jones. That wasn't even a good Alex Jones. But I can certainly appreciate what you're doing, Jack. Jack Blood and Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones. And this is your hour, Jack, because we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson joining us. So go ahead. We got a caller, Jack.
Yeah, I want to take Fred in Philly, who's been holding patiently, and I'm going to go right to Paul Joseph Watson and get the news from PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go to Fred in Philly. Thank you for patiently holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Jack. It's been a while. I want to recommend a magazine called Global Outlook. Now, I know Power Hour, Joyce Riley uses them a lot, and other people. Alex Jones has written for it. Have you heard of Global Outlook by any chance?
That's a new one on me, Erskine.
New one on me, too.
Well, they're good. They're Canadian, and they're uncowed, if you know what I'm saying. They're very bold. They back up almost all the things that Alex has been saying. in detail, and they're from Canada, so they don't, well, let me put it this way, they don't have most of the screws able to be turned on them because they are from Canada. The other thing I'm calling about is the fact that we have a big naval presence moving towards Iran, or maybe already positioned off Iran. And the way I'm looking at this situation over there, I think that you're going to have a fait accompli on the confrontation with Iran. And I think that it is coming because we've already stated that we won't accept, we may not be stating that right now, but we have stated, and as it is a part of policy, that we will not accept the nuclear-armed Iran. And they have said that they do intend to be adequately armed and develop nuclear energy to the point of possibly being able to have nuclear weapons. So
now, listen, we moved our naval fleet from off the coast of North Korea, that certainly does have arms, and off the coast of China, that has threatened to take over Taiwan. So we move it down to Iran, who says we may get nuclear arms. Well, what the deal is, Iran is coming in with a new gold, a new oil market, and they are going to base oil on the dinar versus the U.S. dollar. So here we go again. We're going to Iran when we've got countries like North Korea sitting up there threatening us directly. You've got China threatening Taiwan directly. So we move our forces all the way down to Iran, who isn't threatening anybody right now. Another case of weapons of mass deception.
You said it, Erskine. I find it interesting that Thomas Barnett, who is the author of the Pentagon's new map, works directly for the Pentagon, Navy War College, says we should give nukes to Iran and we should just let China go ahead and get Taiwan. Though we know now that they're practicing war games specifically to go into Iran, that being the United States and Israel, as we speak, and we're looking at potentially a June invasion if things don't go their way.
I heard around June 20th to 30th. I want to say one thing else about Charles Keyes, the former congressman. On Power Hour, he said he wanted someone to step up and in the audience and be, let's say, a central point person for FOIA requests, because what's happening is that there's been a blanket on fulfilling FOIA requests, and he thinks that it would be good to have a nonpartisan person at least letting other people know what is being requested. I don't know anything on the Internet that is pulling together all the FOIA requests and letting everyone know, because it's a constitutional and statutory right, and it doesn't really matter on what part of the spectrum you are. I think that if someone, I'd be willing to be a member of, let's say, a group that did that, and I think that if we don't do that, I think we're going to be divided and conquered on the policy of flattening this FOIA Act.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Fred, first of all, and that's a good point. You know, Erskine, I saw President Bush take this question directly as he was doing a press conference on Friday, and he passed the buck. Do you know that there's a famous plaque on Harry Truman's desk? The buck stops here, right? Well, Bush
and Mr. Clinton had never got there.
Well, and Bush and his father have the plaque on their desk saying the buck gets passed here. So that's generally how they handle things like information on FOIA requests. Major issue.
I'm telling you, the presidency, the government is becoming less and less and less open, whereas we are becoming more and more and more transparent as we lose all of our privacy. But it's the way of the new world order. Don't vote on this. Take all these people with the World Trade Organization, NAFTA, CAFTA, all these people are going to all these meetings. Who voted for them? Did Congress? No, nobody voted for these people. Nobody's really voting on what they're doing. And so it's less and less and less power for the people, more and more concentrated central power for the government. And I thought being a conservative, as I considered myself, meant smaller government. And look at what we've got, Jack.
Well, and Fred had brought up finding someone nonpartisan to head this committee to grant FOIA requests. I'd like to know the definition of nonpartisan, and according to my definition, I don't know where they're going to find the guy unless it's me or you or one of our listeners, Erskine. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson. We're joined by Paul Joseph Watson. He is, of course, the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and the editor and publisher of PropagandaMatrix.com. His book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terrorism and the New World Order, is one of the best books you can find out there. Of course, you can get that by going to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Paul Joseph Watson joins us. Paul, thanks for being on the program. Great to have you.
Good to be on the air today, Jack.
We were talking about a lot of issues, Erskine and I and the listeners today, and I think one of the more important ones is what is happening now with Iran. I wondered if you'd like to comment on the last call.
Well, yeah, there's actually an article we've got on PrisonPlanet.com today, which, for many, the source of which is in some doubt is DEBCA, which many see as an Israeli intelligence agency front. But it's Pakistan gets F-16s in exchange for U.S. bases to attack Iran. So make of that what you will. But as your previous caller mentioned, the June date was a hot-button point for when they wanted to go in there. I think it was Scott Ritter that came out and said that was then, at that point, they would not only go into Iran, but the pretext would be to reinstate the draft.
Yeah.
I don't see it happening that soon. I mean, what, we're getting towards the end of April now, without some major kind of event, and the only major event which I see on the horizon is this global flu pandemic, which will be very difficult to blame on Iranian-linked terrorists, seeing as it's already been admitted that it was sent out by mistake from U.S. labs. So I think with Iran, you're looking towards mid-2006 to when they go in there. And obviously, the need for the draft will be there because we are tied down in Iraq. When I say we, the forces of the globalists are tied down in Iraq. They've already got the stop-loss backdoor draft going on. So there will need to be some kind of event which will create a draft.
Well, the fact of the matter is that George W. Bush wanted the draft board ready to have the draft for 75 days at the end of last month. So 75 days counting off, they're ready to go any time after that. You know, I wonder, Paul, if you've seen this new video, this new TV commercial coming out by the, I guess, the equivalent of the Iranian National Congress out of Bethesda, Maryland, of all places. The Atomic 9/11, this is going to be airing on TV stations all over the country, including here in Texas, which warns us of the coming mushroom cloud nuclear attack if we don't do something about Iran. Now, that sounds very familiar. That's the same message we got from Iraq, which proved to be wrong.
I don't think it'll sell again, Jack. I really don't think it'll sell again. I think people honestly, at least half the people in this country, know that we were sold a bill of weapons of mass deception, and I don't think it's going to sell again. Number one, we can't afford it. This war has cost us $200 billion. How many lives? How many people injured? I don't think America has a stomach to go into Iran and invade another country for oil and Halliburton.
Paul, are we susceptible to another Ahmad Chalabi with this Iran Freedom Foundation out of Bethesda, Maryland?
Well, there's no doubt that the neocons will believe that we are, because obviously they're proponents of the Straussian philosophy of the noble lie, the old Hitler creed, that the bigger the lie, the more likely people are to believe it. And so, as with Iraq, people now know that the intelligence was based on the depositions of people like Curveball, the drunken alcoholic source for many of the weapons of mass destruction information. So there's no doubt that they'll try exactly the same process again. They'll use the same template, and whether the American people will buy it remains to be seen. But
Erskine, my friend, I think you underestimate the dumbed-down capabilities of the American people.
I hope I didn't, but as Barnum said, nobody ever went broke underestimating the American public. But still, I want to believe in my heart of hearts that they aren't going to fall for it again. Once bitten, twice shy. They've got to be aware of what's going on, that they lied to us about weapons of mass destruction. They lied to us about everything going on in Iraq. And their only response is Didn't you think that Saddam was a bad person? Yes, he was a bad person. We're not going to get rid of every bad person around the world. If we did, we better start house cleaning at home.
Paul Joseph Watson joins us. Jack Blood with you. Erskine also along for the ride. We're sitting in today for the one and only Alex Jones. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Propamandrix, PropagandaMatrix.com, JackBlood.com. Oh, yeah, we have a ton of information for you. More news and information you're not getting anywhere else coming up on the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thanks again for joining us, folks. The Alex Jones Show. Alex is on assignment. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones with my friend Erskine from Erskine Overnight. And we're joined by Paul Joseph Watson, the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com. Great book, by the way, Paul. Order Out of Chaos, one of my favorites. We're going to go to the calls here in a minute. 800-259-9231. Do not fret. We will get to your call in a timely manner. 1-800-259-9231. I wanted to get an update, Paul, if you could, on the Secret Service visiting that art show in Colombia and the implications of that. If you could detail that for the listeners, and let's take for granted that a lot of people maybe didn't hear this story.
Columbia College, this came out Thursday, I believe. And the artwork featured fake postage stamps with pictures of Bush's head on them with a gun aimed towards Bush's head, among other things. And the Secret Service turned up and asked for the addresses and phone numbers of the people involved in the art exhibit in their zeal to protect America. And what was interesting to me was the media reaction after the event. There's a Chicago Sun-Times article out today, which is the first paper that reported the story, which legitimizes the whole thing and says that basically in a post 9/11 world, it's the Secret Service's job to investigate these kind of things, which also include, as we've featured in the past, things like neighbors calling the police on a guy flying the American flag upside down in his backyard. A 12-year-old kid, writes a research paper on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. The Joint Terrorism Task Force show up. Students in Oakland, there's a class discussion. A couple of the students disagree with Bush's policies. They get interrogated by the Secret Service. People getting arrested in shopping malls for wearing peace T-shirts. And I actually talked to someone who was also visited by the Joint Terrorism Task Force, because his neighbors actually called them because he and his wife were staying up past 2 a.m. on most nights. And they actually showed up at his front door and started asking questions. So staying up late is now a potential form of terrorism. The point to mention is that in reality, all the real threats, not just to the security of the country, but the economy and everything else, are purposefully ignored by both the government and the media. Now we have this new report out today. Airport security is no better since September 11th. And of course, the media don't point out that fondling pregnant women, making 80-year-old men take off their shoes, putting Ted Kennedy on a no-fly list, contributed to that lack of proper security. They tell us that we're going to have to accept more of that kind of thing to make us secure.
Well, Paul, where is the wonderful ACLU in this deal with Columbia and the art exhibition?
Well, they're nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
Because, same with the Terry Schiavo situation, if you have somebody on death row undergoing that kind of treatment, a war crime banned by the Geneva Convention, then they'd be involved in the case. But because it's a pro-life issue, they're nowhere to be seen.
Well, this seems to me that this is not a war on terrorism. It's a war against the American people.
Well, that's exactly the point, because while we're submitting to all this in the airports and elsewhere, in North Carolina we have this story where dozens of illegal aliens are given these high-tech secure aircraft mechanics jobs. The situation down on the Arizona border, the first phase of the Minuteman project, no illegal aliens get through the area being watched by the Minuteman group. And, what does the media do? Does the media congratulate them on their success, encourage the government to fund more grassroots schemes like this? No, they go and dig out the three top spokesmen of the racist Mexican La Raza-affiliated groups to demonize a bunch of people with lawn chairs and binoculars.
Let's also look at what they're doing with the American people. We're going to have biometric passports to go anywhere out of the country, to Canada, Mexico, and you can bring back maybe 3 months' worth of drugs from there for prescription drugs. So that's about it. You're going to have a national ID card, which a lot of Christians think is the mark of the beast, and I'm not going to disagree with them on that one bit. The national ID card with the biometrics, with all of your personal information. It has your financial information, your health information, information. We have no privacy anymore. We have no freedom anymore in this brave new world. They have indeed created their own order out of chaos.
Well, and the point to make with the ID cards, as you mentioned, was, you know, why do they want to know this? Why do they want to know where you've been, you know, your magazine subscriptions, your financial records, everything? It's not just making sure that the serfs know who their master is.
We got to go to break, Paul. We'll pick you up on the other side of this break. Folks, stay tuned. The Alex Jones Program will be right back after these messages.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There is a war on for your minds. Your very minds, your very consciousness is at stake. And the freedom of you, your family, your friends, your co-workers. That's what we're talking about here on today's program, The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. My program, Deadline Live, airs on this very network, Genesis Communications, right after The Alex Jones Show, 2 to 4, Monday through Friday, Central Time. And Erskine is also with us. Erskine's program is every Saturday night, midnight Eastern Time, and you're not going to want to miss that. We're also joined by Paul Joseph Watson from PrisonPlanet.com, PropagandaMatrix.com. We're going to go to your calls here in just a minute. Erskine, you wanted me to ask Paul about, to further elaborate on the new developments in biometrics and, of course, the control mechanisms.
Yes, I did, Jack. And I also wanted to make mention that for our Canadian listeners, our toll-free number, 800-259-9231, is good for you because a lot of people wonder about that. It's good throughout all of North America because the Alex Jones Show and most of the programming on GCN, Genesis Communications Network, is international. Thanks goodness for the Internet, and thank goodness for the micro radio station operators that are out across the country who have the courage to put this program, to put Jack Blood, to put my program, to put Joyce and Dave and the other fine programs, Dr. Monteith and Pastor Butch's program, all on their radio stations. Thank you, and support the advertisers. But one of the key things is that we're looking at this biometrics that has your financial data, it has your health data, and of course it's only going to be used for law enforcement. It'll never get out, and you've got to have the ID with it encoded on there. You've also got to have it on your passport. That's going to become mandatory. What's going on with this? It certainly is a fact where we have zero privacy anymore. Isn't that true, Paul? And what do you have to say about that, Paul?
Well, here's the thing, here's the agenda behind the ID cards, or just the very notion of having to present some form of identification to a designated authority figure. And, you know, this could apply to airport security, drunk driving checkpoints, seatbelt checkpoints, whatever. The process of showing your identification is not primarily so the authority figure knows who you are. That's obviously part of what it's about. But moreover, it's to ensure that your behavioural tendencies show a willing obedience to authority. And here's the example. If airport security asks you to show extra identification and you respond, you know, in a simpering, inferior manner by saying that you forgot to bring any, then more likely than not, they will let you through. Over and above, if you refuse to show identity because you believe it's a violation of your God-given rights. So the benchmark isn't whether or not you show identity, it's whether or not you display obedience to authority. That's one aspect.
No, you hit the nail on the head there, Paul. And just like the cards we get at the grocery store where you become a preferred customer and you get all of the discounts and they share your data with anybody who wants to pay for it, we have the same problem with these biometrics. You know, and I think a lot of people don't know if they haven't been to Boston Logan Airport or certain airports where this new version of CAPS 2 is being tested, they don't really know how this is going to work. But as you say, if you don't go along with the system, if you're going to rock the boat, if you're a system buster in any way, you'll be targeted and investigated. I mean, we've seen that over and over again.
Well, yeah, and as you mentioned with the things like the store loyalty cards, the other side of it is the commercial aspect. With the advent of RFID technology and its applications in the commercial sector, we're entering what is basically a Minority Report experience, for those who have seen the film, whereby the RFID chip in your national ID card and eventually the one implanted in your arm stores reams of data about your buying habits. And so then these smart billboards which they've developed change to purposefully direct their advertising towards you based on what your record shows you'd be interested in buying. And we've already got to the stage where in major Japanese cities they have this directed audio beam technology which can transmit directly into your inner ear the sales pitch for things like the Coke machine. They already have the Coke vending machines in Tokyo which do that. And then there's the criminal application where the transponder tags on your cars, which will become mandatory as they're trying to do in Texas.
That's
with
right.
a bill they're trying to pass, will you know, be scanned for any minor insurance or unpaid ticket violation. We've got an article on prisonplanet.com today which talks about the Eurocopter, which is a police helicopter in the UK that can scan 5 cars a second. And in the US, we had the articles a couple of weeks ago about the boot finder system, which is already being used to target people for overdue library books. So it's already
They had the thing, Paul, about the rental car company that was fining people for speeding.
That's exactly what they do. And, you know, there was a day where, you could drive on the Autobahn in Germany as fast as you wanted to, and, you know, that was a wonderful thing. I'm sure they had some accidents, and, yeah, I'm sure they had some drunk drivers. Now they rigorously enforce the speed limit there, and they have cameras all along the Autobahn to get your picture, get your license plate picture, and send you a little notice in the mail, much like they do here with the stoplight cameras. You've been busted. You were caught speeding.
Yeah, and they've just passed the bill in Germany for mandatory GPS trackers on all vehicles, which was in the news last week. And yet, a lot of people go back to sleep because they tell us now that the Matrix database system has been shut down, a program, by the way, set up for the US government by an accused cocaine smuggler, when in actual fact, a lot of these programs, like Total Information Awareness, just go dark, just go underground and get their funding through the black budget and things like industry donations. So it's just another tentacle of the Leviathan.
Yeah, I think that people will take this a lot more seriously when they get a note from their insurance company that they've been buying cigarettes at the local shopping mall or shopping store, and therefore their insurance will go up 50%. So
well, that's right.
I mean, that's just one way to, of course, line their pockets, but the issues I think we're all concerned about are the control mechanisms being set into place. This is a high-tech society, and though, you know, we have always had certain control mechanisms and measures, what really gets scary is the high-tech end of this, which has now come in for the 20th and 21st century, Paul.
You know, if Adolf Hitler had these methods, he had the biometrics, he had the new mapping of the genes, they would have been absolutely in heaven. And one question for you, Paul Joseph Watson, your book, Order Out of Chaos. In order to maintain an order, in order to bring this in, they had to create a chaotic situation. That is the essence of your book, but you go into such great detail and you have it so well documented from the mainstream. Are we being set up right now? Are they starting to lose to where they're going to have to create another chaotic situation in your mind?
Well, yes, that's exactly what's over the horizon. You were talking about Oklahoma City earlier, which was the second stage.
Right, give me a time frame on this, Paul, if you've got a time frame that they should have another major event happen by such and such and so and so. Get a little crystal ball gazing out, because I know the way you have studied it, the way you have written about this, you have your finger on the pulse as to how these people are thinking and how they're acting. And when you read that book, Order Out of Chaos, you understand why a lot of these things are occurring that seem to be random.
Well, there is no doubt that they wanted an attack on the magnitude of 9/11, on the scale of 9/11, within the immediate year after 9/11. Major reason why they backed off from doing it is the fact that everybody was blowing the whistle on how 9/11 was an inside job. And that's not just a cliche to say. There is no doubt that we have backed them off to a certain extent on carrying out another attack. First World Trade Center bombing, Oklahoma City bombing, and 9/11 were a three-pronged attack on the American people, but it was only the first phase. The next phase will be elevated to such a substantial degree that it will cause such massive nationwide and worldwide chaos that they will have to very carefully control that chaos without it descending into anarchy. Something like 9/11 is small fry compared to what they have in store, because they knew from the very start, they had scripted the whole event, the whole day, that they could control it, that outright chaos, whereby they would lose control of the consequences, would not happen. So
I'm thinking the next one has to be biological. Is that in accordance with what you're thinking?
Yeah, and they may even shift away from the whole terrorist route, because then they can say that they protected us from the terrorists. There was no attack after 9/11. But now this new evil will emerge, which could come from the flu pandemic. We have the 1918 deadly Spanish flu virus being played around with by US scientists at less than the maximum level of security, according to New Scientist magazine. Now we have this other flu virus being sent out from labs by pure mistake. You know, we can really trust that it was a mistake and nobody was involved in the purposeful sending out of this virus to create panic and an eventual excuse to blame the pandemic on. So it seems to me they'll shift away from the terrorist aspect, the terrorist paradigm, and it will be either man-made or well, I mean, like, natural disasters.
They could actually fake a bioterrorist attack, show a couple of people on TV dying a horrible death, and, of course, people will line right up into the quarantine camps and into the vaccination camps. You know, I interviewed Oliver North, and I asked him, you know, about anthrax and anthrax vaccinations in the war in Iraq, and he went on with great glee to tell me how they would show these films to the troops who maybe didn't want to take the anthrax vaccine, and once they saw the people dying their horrible death, they all, you just laugh, they all took the vaccine, you know? So it would be very easy for them to even fake this. Paul, what do you think the reality is that these third world terrorists can keep and manage and maintain something as sophisticated as a bioweapon?
There's no possibility whatsoever, and the point that I've made before is that if there were all these terrorists running around our back garden, as we are led to believe, here in Britain there have been 500 arrests on the grounds of terrorism. Only two were ever charged, and that was with immigration fraud. Yet the immediate swoop, the arrest, is on the front page of the newspaper, the clarification that there was no actual evidence to the arrest and no plot, as with the ricin attack, which recently came out, is in the back of the newspaper. So things like the bio attack would be prepared. We've had all these drills in Boston and other places whereby you have men in black ski masks, bio suits, barking orders to people. Here in Britain, they've sent out pamphlets to every home in the country telling people exactly where to go in the event of attack. They've set up rest and relocation camps.
Yeah, Paul, you know, they laid this all out last season on 24. Weren't you watching that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, MK Delta and Plum Island are still up and running, and they certainly have a plan. They are still developing. As Paul said, very, very cogent, the 1918 Spanish flu that killed millions of people is still being shopped around to at least six different institutions. And when you're looking at this situation with the 1918 flu, this fits in with the Rockefeller eugenics movement, where they're trying to eliminate so many of the useless eaters, as they call it. Is that right, Paul?
Well, yeah, that's right. The Spanish flu, they had it at biosecurity level 4, which means people dealing with it have full bio suits, and then they downgraded it to a level 3, where people wear no protective headgear and they're walking in and out of the facility at their own volition without even being checked. So definitely there is an eventual agenda for depopulation. They beta tested it with the AIDS virus, which was in the congressional record. They wanted to create a virus with no known cure. They introduced that into the gay population of San Francisco. That was a beta test for it. So there's no...
Hey, we've heard Ted Turner come out and say that the best ideal situation for the planet is about a quarter of a billion in population. Of course, Prince Philip has come out and said the same thing. He wants to come back as a particularly deadly virus when he's reincarnated. Let's just take, for example, let's just go ahead and be hypothetical here and say if these vaccines work, they're going to save us. Then let's ask the question, why have there never been more than a quarter of a billion, conveniently enough, vaccines in the world at any time? Because they can only save a quarter of a billion of us, Paul?
Well, that's probably the case. What I don't buy is what they're counting on, which is when they release either this flu pandemic or this smallpox attack, that people won't completely freak out and head for the hills, because that's the natural human instinct, the survival instinct to do so. And I believe a vast majority, more on which they're counting on, would refuse to follow the orders to go to the rest and relocation camps, would refuse the mandatory vaccine. So I think they've underestimated the reaction of people in the event of that happening.
All people heading for the hills will be insurgents.
Look what they did with the flu last year. They said, hey, you've got to have that flu vaccine, you're going to die. And you had old people standing in line, some of them dropping over like flies because they had to wait for 4 hours. Others were taking planes, boats, any way they could get to Canada to get the flu vaccine because they thought they were going to die. And then they said, oops, we miscounted, it's a different flu.
The rules of engagement, by the way, folks, and that's why we're talking about this and why this could be a strategic point for the New World Order to gain control. The modus operandi, the orders of command, is to shoot on sight anybody that breaks the quarantine. So, Paul, as you mentioned, those who are heading for the hills, I'm sure, will be labeled as extremists and white supremacists and insurgents. But you literally be shot on sight, folks, if you break this quarantine, if and when this happens.
Well, they've admitted that. There was an article in The Scotsman with the headline, "Dirty Bomb Victims Will Be Shot," whereby if you leave the quarantined area, you would be shot. Whereas these these terrorist drills in Boston and New Jersey, I think it was 99% of the role players in the exercise left the so-called contaminated area. So that would have spread the disease, which is maybe their aim in the first place. So that's interesting to see the details on that.
Erskine, we're coming up on a break, and I want to let everyone know we're going to go right to their calls in the next segment and throughout the final hour of today's program on the Alex Jones Show, 800-259-9231, if you want to put a question to Paul Joseph Watson, myself, or the one and only Erskine. And again, I want to let people know that everything we're covering today, a good majority of it, I think it would be safe to say, is covered in the new Alex Jones video documentary. It is just fantastic. Three films in one, 3 hours, Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. This film, again, is just waking people up like crazy. This is the best bar excellence documentary film that Alex Jones has done, and I think it's one of the best out there today. He's authorized you to make copies to get those out for educational purposes. And, you know, folks, maybe you don't have all the information. Maybe you're not as articulate as an Alex Jones or a Paul Joseph Watson or an Erskine. And let the video do the talking for you. Order them now at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Get that video. And, of course, you can see what I look like because I'm in the video. Also, Paul, that's posted at Prison Planet TV?
That's right, yeah. You can get a subscription for 15 cents a day if you subscribe for a year. And I concur with you. I think it's the best film yet. You've got Alex talking about all this, not sat in a studio, but he's actually there and it's all unfolding in front of him. So that as a wake-up tool in itself is the most, you know, successful aspect of it.
Prison Planet TV, 15 cents a day, folks. You're paying $60 a month for cable, $100 to go out to a movie. This is something to edify the soul, edify your mind, and to set you and other fellow Americans free. Get the video now. Martial Law, Rise of the Police State, Alex Jones. We'll be right back after these messages. Go right to your call. Stay tuned.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Show, folks. April 18th, 2005. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. Erskine from Erskine Overnight joins us, and we're also with Paul Joseph Watson today, talking about a myriad of issues. Anything that's on your mind today, give us a call, and we'd love to hear from the American people. Several people patiently holding. 1-800-259-9231. Guys, let's go to these calls. I've been patiently holding. Bill in Wisconsin, you're on the air with Paul Joseph Watson and Erskine.
Okay, thank you, Jack. Erskine and Paul Joseph Watson, whom I've heard many times, and Alex Jones, and I really appreciate a lot of what you have to say. My comments concern Bill of Florida. Okay, so this is Bill in Wisconsin talking to Bill of Florida.
And are Bill, we being double billed?
I guess, yeah, I guess okay. That's what you say. Okay, and I want to tell Bill that I've been a Catholic my entire life. And perhaps he hasn't looked into the problems that have taken place within the church since the Second Vatican Council. In other words, Bill, I would tell you, you've got, and there's plenty of what are called the traditional Catholic or Catholic websites that bring out information concerning the infiltration of our church by either, you know, Masons, Murano Jews, or also what Pius X, Pope St. Pius X, called modernists, and he wrote an encyclical on this. Now, when you realize that we have been infiltrated, just like all the other governments of the world and all of the other institutions and so forth, you have to understand that the people that they are parading in front of us are not arch-conservative, are not conservative, are not anti-communist. They are doing the work primarily of this New World Order.
Now, it sounds to me, Bill, like you agree with Hutt and Gibson on some of your opinions on the Catholic
Absolutely.
Church, and he's done a lot of research and can back up everything that he's saying. You know, it's very disturbing because when you get reports that, you know, all of this New World Order, cult of the eye, pyramid in the eye, Freemasonic symbolism within the Vatican and within the Pope's own apartment, I mean, it just walks like a duck and it talks like a duck. We sometimes like to just look at it and point at it and say, hey, it's quacking, it's a duck. Paul, you have published several stories on what's going on with the Vatican today. Do you want to comment on, you know, for one, we were talking about Ratzinger being a Hitler youth, and this is the guy that, of course, warned us about the Antichrist. He's now leading in the Vegas odds to potentially be the next pope. Where are we with this?
Well, the London Times article about this potential new pope being part of the Hitler youth is somewhat biased in the sense that it makes out that at every level he tried to get out of it, which is probably not actually true, and that he was witness to some of the Jews being taken to concentration camps, guarding some of the German facilities. With the Pope that's just passed away, we had a balanced reaction as to whether he was, you know, pro or anti New World Order. Certainly he was pro EU. He called for the EU constitution, backed it. He actually called for a New World Order.
Yep.
In, I believe it was 2003, there is some contention as to whether he attended a Bilderberg meeting, I believe it was the Portuguese meeting in 1999. But on the flip side, his rhetoric on the pro-life issues has always been good. You know, Pope condemns mercy killings of elderly. Pope condemns unethical science cloning.
Well, let me say something about that, please.
You got to wrap it up real quick, Bill. We're going to another break here.
Well, you know, okay, he is doing so from the viewpoint of preserving human dignity. It's from humanism. It's not a Catholic viewpoint that we are...
It's politically correct if you're a Catholic. Third hour of the Alex Jones Show coming up. Stay tuned. We'll go right to your calls after this break.
Hello, folks.